put it on Facebook, and it was like, it broke my phone.
How many people saw it?
In between 30 and 50 million. I don't know. I haven't looked at it in a long time.
Cool.
The year that I had, it started with Music Midtown and ended with meeting the Foo Fighters. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if you have that on the forefront of your mind, God's given me these convictions, given me these gifts, given me this talent, I'm going to glorify Him with it. I don't think you can go wrong.
And you get that feeling, but at the end of the day, is it really going to matter what people think about you? Or is it going to matter how you feel about yourself? And I choose the second option. You know what I mean?
Hey, welcome back to Burn the Ships, the podcast for dreamers who want to live more courageously. I'm Jordan Nations, and today on the show, I'm joined by my friends, Christian and Lane Pittman. Christian and Lane are brothers, musicians, and just great dudes with awesome stories who are living these abnormal, courageous lives that I am learning a lot from. A few years ago, Lane became an actual meme that I bet you've seen online, and has since turned that random moment of fame into a hurricane relief effort and a ton of cool opportunities in music and elsewhere. And Christian is in the early stages of starting his music career after deciding some more traditional routes just weren't for him. They were both staying at my place last week while recording a metal album for their band K-Sick right here, not too far down the road, in Little Five Points at a studio with a big producer. And I just knew they needed to be a part of Burn the Ships. They are the kind of guys who are not just dreaming, but building the things that they are dreaming about. So here's our conversation. I think you're going to like it. And if you do, make sure to subscribe to Burn the Ships on your podcast platform. Hey, welcome back to Burn the Ships. My name is Jordan Nations, and I'm in the house. I'm in my house, actually, in my bedroom with my longtime friends. I mean, we have been friends forever, Lane and Christian
Since
Pittman.
Ever I can ever remember.
Man.
I mean, it's been
so long,
a big, long friendship that I'm very excited for people to... I mean, it's just been such a big part of my life.
Oh, me too, man.
Was it 83? Summer of 83?
Yeah, it was around NAMM. I think it was around the same. It was the summer I got back from NAMM.
We were in the trenches,
We were.
We didn't know each other then, but
when we got back...
We really bonded over that.
We really did. Hey, dude, saw you in the trench.
He's like, oh, dude, I remember that.
I remember. I'm just kidding. I met
all
these guys.
You hear Fortunate Son playing the background.
Oh, yeah, Fortunate Son while we were in the trench. CCR just going. No, for real, I literally met you guys like 4 days ago. This is incredible.
Awesome.
Through a mutual friend, and all I knew was you were coming to stay at my house. This is really fun. And you're coming to stay at my house because you need a space to stay because you were recording a metal album. That is all I knew.
Oh, yeah.
There it is. you guys came to stay, and it's been an awesome week. We actually ended up having a lot of fun together.
Good times.
You stayed longer than you were planning to, just to hang out.
Just to chill, bro. Hopefully we didn't overstay our welcome.
No, you didn't. I got to come into the stew, you called it yesterday, and I got to see you lay down some vocals.
Yep, throw down in my Live, Laugh, Love shirt.
In your Live, Laugh, you was throwing down screamo vocals. In the Live, Laugh, Love shirt.
Bright pink. Sponsored by Royal Caribbean.
Sponsored by. And it's been an awesome week. And the more we talked, I was like, dude, I need to get these guys to come onto the show because there's so much about y'all's stories, about where you're at, that I think people can learn from, that I'm inspired by, I'm learning from, just as in our little 4-day friendship.
Well, thank you, Jordan.
I know. Hasn't that been fun? And I just want to dig into that here for the next little bit and learn about it, have some fun.
Yeah.
For the people listening that don't know you, which is the same as who I was 5 days ago, could you give them like
we didn't know you either?
Could you give them like a quick intro? Who are you? Where are you from? What do you do? All that sort of thing.
You go first, buddy.
Am I supposed to just name what I do in the band?
No, just who you are.
Who are you?
What do you do,
bro? I am Christian Reed Pittman.
Hey, Christian.
I am a son of Jonathan Michael Pittman.
Let's go through the genealogy.
Yes, let's go all the way back.
I am from Jacksonville, Florida, and I'm up here with my brother and our best friend, Jordan. Lane Michael Pittman.
Lane Michael Poland Pittman.
Okay, whatever.
Four names.
Okay. He's a traitor.
Four names.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lane?
Lane Michael Poland. I'm also from Jacksonville, Florida. Shocking. From Jacksonville, Florida.
Duval.
Dirty Duval.
You already know. You already know.
Come on,
bro. Jordan just needs to move to Jacksonville. And come
with
us.
You're right.
Have Angie's sweet tea all the time.
I love Angie's. If you are in Jacksonville and you have not had Angie's, you are missing out. That is the best subs ever.
It is, man. It's almost a selling point to be able to come in and hang out with us all the time. Yeah, I have a media company and I play music and I have a lot of fun. I'm getting married in December.
Let's go.
I'm fired up on that. Christian's one of my groomsmen.
Yeah.
Naturally. It's going to be a good time. Yeah, man. I'm excited. Jordan might even come to the wedding.
Yeah.
I mean, after these couple of days.
He better be there.
Rachel, if you're listening, I really want to come to the wedding.
You hear that, babe? I hope you do.
Okay. He's like, this is the only way I know how to communicate right now.
Yep.
No, it's been an awesome week. It was so funny. So I turned 26 this week. It was a big,
yeah.
Big deal. A lot changes when you're 26. Tell you what. And it was funny. On my birthday night, it was like, you two friends who'd come out to dinner with me, you two, and then my two neighbors.
Dude, shout out to Bill.
Bill and Kelly
Bill
are
and
the
Kelly,
best.
Man.
And they're, for people listening, they are awesome. They're about to get married. They just kind of adopted this house a little bit as
great
their
people.
Kids.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't know it was my birthday. I told them, and they came over with a gift basket of like, Bill raises his own pickles in the backyard.
raises them.
And they're amazing.
Them every night.
Yep.
They're amazing. You know, just gives them a lot
tender,
of love and
loving
attention.
Care. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's funny, like this porch thing, you guys are playing music. And I just remember looking around being like, wow, what a funny group of people to be celebrating my birthday with.
Great
times.
Good company, man. Me and him didn't even know it was your birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christian decided to follow Jordan on Instagram.
And I went, hey.
And he's like, dude, I think it's Jordan's birthday. And the night before, you came in and like, yo, what's up, dude? You want to like hang out and chill? Like,
watch The Office?
Yeah, Watch The Office. That's what it was. Watch The Office. And he was like, no, I got kind of a big day tomorrow. It
did not mention it whatsoever.
It was his birthday. And I was like, that's what that meant. I was like, well, we got a party tonight. Like, let's freaking go.
That was exactly what I meant when I said that. What else do you say? I don't know. I just was like, yeah,
big day. You look at me in the face and say, tomorrow's my birthday.
Yeah, you're
and
like, it's
me and Christian would have. Well, dude, you'd had something special the next day. Yeah. I mean, we tried to give you what we could on short notice, but
you did. Lane, I want to start with the Florida man thing.
Okay.
Cuz this is so fun. It's hilarious, and I'm sure you've been living your whole life with this. But you
at least 4 years.
Okay. 4 years ago,
yeah.
You became a meme.
Yeah.
And I would bet a significant number of people who are listening have seen said meme.
There's a good chance. It's been thrown around.
I'll post it when I post this episode.
Naturally.
Just search up America.
For sure. But can you give us the story? Give us in all its glory.
Hurricane Matthew comes to Florida in Jacksonville, and I am with my parents at their house, and we didn't evacuate. We never evacuate. I think
Floridians
we don't
evacuate.
Floridians are so stubborn, dude.
We are very stubborn people.
Yep.
But
I get it.
I mean, knock on wood. Jacksonville has been spared a lot when hurricanes. They always, God just bumps it out of the way and it doesn't come hit us. So it was right offshore, and this is the closest one we've had in a long time. And it's like right offshore, and we had this fear that, you know, like, hey man, this thing could actually come in and wipe out our house and, you know, rob us of our good times here. You know, it's a good little sentimental place. So I'm like, dude, I'm just feeling like super patriotic. Like, I don't know, just spur of the moment. I went and grabbed an American flag, went outside. I was like, Dad, take a picture of me. So took a picture of me pointing at the storm with the American flag shirt.
While rain is pelting you.
Yeah, it's coming down. It's coming down. And so I posted and I was like, you might take my land, but you'll never take my freedom. Or something. It was something dumb
like
that.
You're
like
spinning your, I mean, you've got this long red hair for people. Yeah, I mean, it's flowing, just flowing in the wind.
Yeah. And I put it up and it got some traction. And somebody, I think it was a family friend, that was like, he needs to go out there and just headbang and like, you know, let the hair go. And I'm just like, yeah, that'd be super fun. And me and my buddy Steven had like a, just brought up Raining Blood by Slayer, like just in passing, like just like it was the butt end of a joke for us. And for a little bit, we just inside joke. Was just
that's
funny.
A song, right?
Yeah. Raining okay, Blood, yeah, Raining yeah. Blood by Slayer. And it's just like, oh my gosh, I've got to go out there and just play the song. Cause it's just like so metal and ridiculous and appropriate because a hurricane is like, it's kind of morbid to be honest. But, I had to teach my dad how to do Snapchat. And this is before you could like, synchronize music really well with mm-hmm. like apps and like Instagram.
You'd like open like Spotify, play something, and then open the app and play.
It was Apple Music for me at the time. I have switched over to Spotify. It's a way better platform.
Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hey, I'm sponsored by Apple. Good. I need you to.
Apple's great.
I'm just kidding. I'm sponsored by Core Water.
Yeah, right.
We're drinking right now,
dude. Hydration. It's
keep
finest.
Going. Keep going.
So I had to teach him how to do it, and he's in his like this Frog Tog rain gear that we got for like $20 at Walmart for like one of our hiking trips or something, and he's got the hood up and everything. He's like ducking behind his truck, and we actually had to film it twice because the first one it didn't pan quick enough. It was like too much street mm-hmm. and not enough like, you know, metal action. So anyways, I'm like, all right, listen for this specific part, and when it starts doing it, just hold it down and go over to me. It could only be 10 seconds long,
but right,
I have an extender on Snapchat. So I just remember being in the middle of the street, him listening. He's like, okay, here it goes. And so I just started going, just headbanging, just doing whatever. So we get done. We go inside. I'm soaking wet. And I look at it, and I saved it. And I was only going to keep it on Snapchat because it was just like, this is a Snapchat. It should be on Snapchat.
Right.
But I was like, dang, man, I was listening to music. And like the timing of like the headbanging sequence lined up with like going into the galloping part uh-huh. of like Raining Blood, and I was like, whoa, that's kind of cool. And I was like, I'll just put it on Facebook, see what happens. And put it on Facebook, and it was like freaking ridiculous. It just it broke my phone.
How many people saw it?
I can't remember what it's like in between 30 and 50 million. I don't know. I haven't looked at it in a long time.
Cool.
In the first hour, I think it hit a million.
No way.
Yeah. And cool. my phone had, I had an outdated phone. I think it was a 5 or 4S or something. And I remember there were so many never turned off notifications on my phone. And there were so many pouring in, it shut my phone down.
There were that many.
Yeah. It like stopped working. And I was like, holy crap. And I went viral a little bit before this had happened when I got arrested for the national anthem thing. So I was like, you know, I've been viral. Like, that's cool. That's cool. You think you're one and done. And then something like that happens and you're like, holy crap. And then we found out, I think Christian told me, like the Foo Fighters were like, just tweeted my name out.
Okay.
Like, just
cool.
Straight, it was just like Lane
Pittman.
I was
like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. He was like,
you're
dude,
like,
are you,
what?
Are you joking me, dude? And I was like, you what? Know, just trying to take it all in and just like, this is freaking nuts, dude. And it's just led to some like crazy, crazy experiences. And
yeah. So what did it become? Let's go to that. I'm interested.
Well, it's obvious it's a meme now, but it's led into some other cool avenues. Of like me and Christian got to go out and hang out with the Foo Fighters one time.
Cool.
And
just because of that.
Just because
cool.
it's
yeah.
It went viral for that. And, then Dave Grohl like went and watched all my YouTube videos, and he saw that I got arrested for playing the national anthem on my guitar, and he thought it was like super cool. And I got in touch with him through Twitter. I was like, yo, thanks for tweeting my name out, like blah 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 blah. Is there any way I got these t-shirts made with like a local company, Stitches and Screens made it. And I was like, is there any way we can like send them to like y'all? Like, you don't have to wear them or anything. I was like, it's cool that you have it. You know what I'm saying? Like, in my mind, that's, you don't have to wear it, you don't have to show it off, you don't have to plug it. And the chick that I was communicating back and forth with, she was really nice. I think it was Kelly. I think was her name was.
Yeah, she lives next door.
Yeah, next door. Yeah.
Keep going.
She's like, yeah, I'll just ship them, and I'll make sure I get them to the boys or whatever. So we send them like overnight, like a variety of different sizes. And she sent me a message. She's like, just got the shirt. Like, Dave's wearing it in a photo shoot. And I was like,
cool.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
it was in Billboard magazine.
No way.
Yeah,
your
yeah.
shirt.
My shirt. He's Dave Grohl wearing it. And it was like, I think the article was like, it was something about empowering women in music or something like that. So it's like Dave wearing my shirt, Lane, and clear, he made it stretched out. Said Lane, it says, I didn't make this up. I didn't design it. I was like, dude, I just want a picture of me pointing at the storm, like, cartoon character.
Okay, so it was the meme on a shirt
essentially.
Okay,
but it was
cool.
It was like, you know, I went out there and they took a picture and they just photoshopped it.
Yeah, yeah.
But then they put Lane Pittman for president on the bottom of it. So I never did that, if anybody's wondering. I would never do something like that, but especially in today's climate. But yeah, Dave Grohl's just wearing me on a shirt, Lane Pittman for president.
No
with like,
way
like
dude.
These two like really dominant chicks in music. And I'm like,
this is freaking nuts. And I was like a substitute. I was a substitute teacher at one of the middle schools out there, and I was teaching a guitar class, and I was like, oh my gosh, dude. I just like showed the kids, like, y'all ever heard of the Foo Fighters?
Like, they're like, who's that?
Y'all should check this out, because it's kind of blowing my mind right now.
Yeah.
It was
that
cool.
is so cool. And it's cool that like one moment led to the next, right?
Yeah, it's just been like God works in weird ways, and I can't explain any of the things that he does. But yeah, man, they asked me to come out, and Dave Grohl wanted to hang out with me, and I got to bring a plus one, so I brought Christian, and
you.
We got to go nice. Hang out with Dave Grohl. I got to jam with Joe Perry from Aerosmith and Taylor Hawkins on,
cool.
he's on the drums, and Chris Shiflett on guitar as well. So it's been a weird couple of years, I mean, because of this whole thing and just what it's led to. I do a hurricane relief now with okay. these videos, and I usually raise, you know, a grand or two. Like, it's something crazy ballpark, but something that's enough to where it could be like, I can do what I need to do with the money. And I don't ever take the money and give it to an organization, because I just don't know what they do with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yo, y'all donate to me. I keep it 100. I take pictures of all the receipts of everything that's going into. Like, I put it on the GoFundMe. And go load up at BJ's, get toilet paper, water, like usually just immediate emergency, like needs.
Right, right.
And so I got to do it one time for Florence. Hurricane Florence came up, and Lumberton, I think the name was. It was a real small town in North Carolina. And I didn't even know where I was going. I think I just raised this money. Got out of the GoFundMe, and I was like, all right, like, I'm loading up here, got all these supplies, took pictures of everything, and I put on Facebook, and I was like, I don't even know where I'm going with this, but I'm heading up there. And some dude DM'd me, and his name's Steve Taylor, he's Steve-O Taylor, he's a cool guy, didn't know him, but somehow friends with him on Facebook, and he was like, dude, you've got to come where I'm at, we're in the thick of it. He sent me all these pictures of them, like, rescuing dogs out of, like, freaking water
what?
And everything.
Cool.
Yeah, so it was sick. I got to go hang out with him, and then it was like, so whenever hurricanes come and they push all the water in, all the water has to leave. So when the water was leaving, while we were there, broke some of the dams, and it started flooding again. And this was days after the hurricane, like a couple days after it had already gone. And we were like sent into like emergency mode, and we did like a 14-15 hour day, and these massive, I feel like we had more precedence than the police officers there and like the everybody else. Like, we were in these Mac Daddy flipping army trucks zooming around. We were with the Cajun Navy. They had all these like fan boats with them, and Discovery
what?
Channel was filming a documentary on them when I showed up. So like, I don't know, whenever I'm going somewhere, I was just talking to Christian about this last night. It's like, I don't ever go and be like, I'm that guy, y'all should know who I am, you know, type of thing. But when I was there, like, one of the Discovery chicks, she was British. She's like, are you that man I just saw? Is that you? And I was like, that's me. Like, what's up? So that was cool. Like, it's led to some cool things and good times, and great way to make, you know, a connection with somebody when they do find out. And just being able to like talk and say how God has used that video and these experiences to, every time a hurricane comes, I can make a funny video and also raise money to help people out.
Right.
So,
all because of this one moment and you stepping into it. And yeah, it's so cool to see how all those moments connected and created something.
Yeah.
And you saying, hey, I'm going to make something good out of this.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And it took a little bit to get to that point, because I had never seen the correlation between a viral video and money.
Right.
I just hadn't. And it wasn't up until I think that Florence one where it popped off, and it was on like Fox News just happened to be there when I was like doing this, and they got like these like really high def pictures of it and stuff like that, and they blew the story up even more, and they plugged my GoFundMe. So it didn't register to me that you could do these types of things. Like, I could do it. I think I've seen other people do things like that, but I was like, I can't ever do that. You know? So I was just like, I'm just going to make a funny video, you know? And then it just like dawned on me. I was like, dude, you can take it, like, do something with this, you know? Like, especially when you have a lot of people on the internet that are just like, how can you make fun of hurricane victims? And I'm like,
this
is going over your head, my
friend.
Yeah,
you don't get it.
Yeah, you don't get it. But it's thoughts like that. That's like, okay, maybe I can still make these videos. It's still fun. I'm not poking fun at people that get messed up by hurricanes. Obviously, it's horrible. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't do anything about a hurricane coming. I'm just going to try and make you laugh. And when there's bad times, you know, and try and raise some money and help people out. So that's what I do now.
Yep. Cool. Mm-hmm. Cool. That's awesome.
Heck yeah.
Christian. Hey.
Hello.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
Sorry, we went on a little thing there.
No, I love it.
What's that been like for you? Okay. You're Lane's brother. You've seen this from your perspective. And there's a little bit of an age difference between you guys, right? 21 and 28. Is that right?
Yeah. 7 years.
Yeah. 28 next week for Lane. What's that been like for you to watch over the last 4 years to see all this happen to Lane, go from meme to like, hey, we're actually doing something to help people in hurricanes?
It's been pretty awesome, man. I remember I was staying at my my girlfriend's parents' house. Well, obviously her house too. She lived with them. and I just remember waking up one morning and my mom called me and I was like, hello? You know, she's like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, good, just, you know, hanging out, hurricane stuff. And she's like, true. And then she's just like, oh, by the way, Lane had a viral video, by the way. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, yeah, he had some video that hit like 30 million views over like 2 days or something. And I'm just like, what are you talking about?
Let me get some more info on that.
yeah. Like, what are you talking about? So I just talked to her for a little bit. And then when I hung up the phone, I was just like, oh, well, here we go again. Because the first time was, you know, he had gotten arrested for the, like you said, arrested for playing the national anthem on, what was it, First Street?
Yeah,
First Street, Neptune Beach.
On the 4th of July.
And
on the 4th of July.
On the 4th of July.
And it was a little bit of a thing.
Yeah. And Lane doesn't drink. So he doesn't drink or do anything. So it was like you would think the last person to get arrested would be the most sober out of anybody probably in the state. It was just like, but he did. And that was also crazy. But, you know, he got minor, you know, publicity for that.
Yeah.
And
kind of popped off.
Yeah. You know, he did stuff on Fox News and people like his story went as far as like Russia or something like that, which is cool, you know. And then when that all happened, the hurricane video, it was like, wow. And it's really been cool to see God work in Lane's life and how he just makes things happen that you think, this doesn't make any sense. And then at the, you know, when it's over with, you're like, I see you. But it's been really cool, man. You know, we've gotten to do a lot of stuff like go hang out with the Foo Fighters, which has just been like
that's like peak.
That's been that's yeah. That's that was top. Just like yeah. It's probably not gonna get any better than this.
Yeah,
and because you know, growing up, listening and playing drums, you know, Dave Grohl's obviously gonna be a giant influence in your life. But it was also really cool to see him turn the viral video. Obviously, everybody knows who he is because of it, but to turn it into something that goes back into a community. And helps people that have been affected by something terrible as a hurricane. It's pretty dang cool.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to sip some water because I sound like a fifth grade math teacher that's had too much coffee.
I was gonna say that actually. I was gonna say it was not fourth grade. It's fifth grade math teacher. Yep.
Not a pleasant sound.
You guys are in town recording an album for a band called K Sick.
K Sick, dude.
We've talked about this. You have to pretend.
You know what's funny
in that fashion.
And for people, it's K-S-I-C-K.
Yes. It was a typo.
I had somebody. Yeah. Like K Sick. Yeah. I had somebody asked me, did y'all name the band after the politician?
John Kasich.
And I just started immediately.
You're like, yeah.
Dying laughing. We're and I'm like, yeah, man. Yeah, we're heading his campaign, actually.
Massive. Yeah, we're PR.
Oh, that's funny.
We're writing his music. Like.
Our band is... Every song samples one of his speeches.
Oh, yeah. That would be kind of funny.
You should sneak some of his speeches into your metal stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Just scream it. Samples, make it all dark and twisted.
No, that's awesome. You guys are in a metal band together, which is awesome. I got to hear a little bit yesterday. It was sick.
Heck yeah.
It was K-Sick.
Yeah.
And then there's also another venture. I know, Christian, you play with another band. You're on Spotify with another band.
Yes. So I play drums in K-Sick. I grew up playing drums with Lane. And then I just kind of, after a while, was just like, eh, I'm going to try playing guitar and singing. So I did that. Now we, I started a band called Miles from London. It was originally called South Point with my cousin. And, yeah, so we started that and we've had some pretty cool success with it. You know, just local success and just playing
and
fun
it sounds
shows.
Awesome. I've heard both now. You can find both on Spotify, K-Sick and Miles from London.
Yes.
If you're listening right now, you just stop listening. Go listen to that. And then just stop listening. Just call it. Just call it and go check it out.
Yeah,
no,
if you're not a metal fan, you don't want to start with K-Sick. You want to start with Miles from London. It is very nice, easy.
I listened yesterday. It's really nice.
They're bops, dude. They're really good.
I'm not a metal.
Jordan, what are you talking about, dude?
You know, we've kind of established this. That
dude,
I don't understand.
Out of the room with eyeliner on the other day, man. What are you talking about? All dressed in all black.
That's for something else
to
talk about later. No, but they should. They should check it out. They're a metal fan. They need to check out K-Sick. What has that been like? Okay, you guys are starting this music thing, and we were talking about the other day. A lot of times, I think people associate like buddy music careers with like 15-year-olds in their parents' garages, you know?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And you guys are grown men, and you're pursuing this music thing, and yeah. I'm just interested. What is that like? What are people saying when you tell them, oh, yeah, I'm a musician?
Well, I'll just say for me, K-Sick has been kind of just a thing for me and Lane to, like, we're brothers, so we've always grown up playing music, so it's always been just something that we do. It's always been like, you know, some brothers like to go out and watch football games or, you know, play sports together or, you know what I mean, just do different stuff. And we've just always played music together. So we just started like this band, K-Sick, and we've been playing with it. And luckily enough, I mean, obviously COVID is so terrible. Yeah, it's like the worst thing ever.
It's not a bad thing.
No.
But luckily for us, because of COVID, Matt Goldman was
he had time for us.
Big time producer.
Lane was watching an Under Oath live stream and they had Matt Goldman on there and he's like, hey, I moved back into my Atlanta studio, you know, and they're all freaking out, whoa, I love that place. And Lane was, and he was like, yeah, I'm recording local artists and stuff. So he has time for local artists. Most of the time he does not have that because he's a legend.
He is.
So he was just like, hey, Lane was like, I'm just going to reach out to him because we had been going back and forth, like, who do we want to go with? Because all of our other stuff, we had just recorded at home, sent it off to people, and it was kind of just like, eh, whatever.
We can't diss the mixers because they did a good job what we gave
no,
them.
But what I'm saying is, working with somebody besides you recording it into like a Zoom audio recorder is going to be better.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Totally. It's going to be better working with Matt Goldman.
He produced 3 Under Oath albums.
Yes. Yep.
He produced The Casting Crowns.
He started with Casting Crowns back in the day. Yes, dude.
The Devil Wears Prada.
The
Chariot.
Yeah.
He was so unassuming too. And I was in there yesterday. He was just kind of chill and like giving you guys some really like
very good guy.
Really nice advice, what if you try this word or whatever? Yeah.
He's like a guru, man. He just knows. He knows when he hears something that's like, that's not quite right. We should change that section up or we should change that word up. And it's like stuff that I didn't think about and or I thought was like, yo, we wrote these songs, they're good, like let's just go in there and do it, we're gonna come in and rehearse. But he even said leading up, he's like, you know, you can record at your home and send it to me, he's like, or you can come up here, pay a little bit extra money, he's like, I'll cut you a deal, because we're obviously unsigned and we're local, you know what I'm saying, and it's not like this is my K-Sick isn't our full-time like thing,
it's just something fun
it's something that we can do as brothers, like Christian said. And he knows that. So, he's like, look, if you pay a little bit more money, you can come up here and you can act, we can work together. We can make something that's like super dope. And I'm so glad. Like I would have, if I had more money, I would have given him a lot more money just because it's working with him was so freaking great.
So you're on this Twitch stream. He says, hey, if there's any local bands that want to come record something, you say, we're definitely local.
He just in passing said, you know, I have the smaller studio open again if local bands would like want to, you know, mm-hmm. have the option. And I was like, hey, what about a local band from Jacksonville, Florida? Yeah.
But it's a great testament to you guys seeing an opportunity and saying, you know, let's ask. What the just worst thing can happen is he says no.
Yeah, and I sent him our latest single is called Birds of a Feather. I sent him that, and I'm like, yo, if he doesn't like that, that's kind of what we're sounding like now. That he's not gonna like us.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I told him that. I'm like, dude, no hard feelings. Like, here it is, and he didn't message me back for a few days, and I was like,
oh, you're like,
I was like, dude, it's over. I was like, he thinks we're crap. So I was like, I'm gonna follow up with him anyways. Like, hey man, did you ever check out the song? Whatever. He's like, oh yeah, dude, I really liked it. I liked how you blended in like the punk stuff with the hardcore and like even more rock things. And I also listened to your other two singles too, and I really liked what y'all are doing. And I was like,
cool.
Oh, we're in, brother. Oh yes.
So for people listening, there's definitely a lesson there in one, to be listening for opportunities. And two, just be willing to send it and let someone else be the person to say no. A lot of times we say no for people. Like, we ask something and we're just like, hey, would you do this? But really, you probably don't want to. So let's, you know, don't even worry about it. And we say no for people. Oh, and you guys just gave him the opportunity to say yes or no.
Yeah.
And then he said yes. And you're now recording with this huge producer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For 4 or 5 days, you guys are spending with him, which is nuts. And it's such a cool opportunity that you got to step into. Which is, it's just so
super sick.
So
man.
Cool.
Gosh, very thankful.
Christian, you said yesterday, last night we were out on the porch, and you were like, this music thing, you're talking about how there are all these other options, and you could have done all these other things. And for a long time, you wanted to be an EMT, right?
Well, that was the plan.
Yeah.
The thing was that, you know.
Just different than musician.
Way different.
Yeah,
I mean, I just had an in.
And it's a noble calling if someone here is an EMT.
It is. It is great. No, yes. I mean, like, more power to it. My brother's a firefighter. You know what I mean? And that's what I was going to do. And I just kind of sat there and I just thought, you know, especially after the year that I had as my senior year of high school, it started with Music Midtown and ended with meeting the Foo Fighters.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, there's just no way I could live with myself. You know, you sit there and you think, okay, I'm 19 years old. I can go and start this job. I have an in with being a firefighter, and I can start out making 35-40K a year. But then I really thought, and I sat there and was like, when I am older, you know, no matter how or what happens in life, when I'm older, am I going to sit there and be like, you know what, I truly gave myself a chance? Am I going to sit there and be like, you know what, I gave it my all, and I'm perfectly content with how my life ended up because I made sure that I did whatever I could do to get where I wanted to be. And I sat there and I just went, no, I wouldn't. And you know what? I love Kasich. Kasich is awesome. Do I necessarily see me just being straight up like doing metal or hardcore for
It's
the rest of my life market. Let's just put it there.
It is. Totally. And it's fun. I mean, if it ever happened, I would never doubt it for a second. I would never be like, nah, Lane, I don't want to go on tour.
Right,
and like,
right.
No, I would in an instant be like, yes, this would be amazing. But it's just, I just feel like I have something to offer more than just being, not saying normal is bad, but it's just, if you have a God-given talent that you feel like, all right, you were put on this earth for a reason. And it's somewhat clear. You know what I mean?
Yep. Come on.
I would rather me go through life, you know, even when you talk to family members and they're like, oh, so how's the music thing going? And you're like, you know, and it's just, and you get that feeling, but at the end of the day, is it really going to matter what people think about you? Or is it going to matter how you feel about yourself? And I choose the second option, you know what I mean? So that's why I just think, I'm going to go out and I'm going to give it my all. And if something does happen, great. And you know what? If I give it my all and it just doesn't happen, at least I know when I'm older and I'm 80 years old sitting on that front porch.
Because you bought this house.
I'm going to buy this house.
That's right.
Please and I'm sitting on that front porch and I sit there and I go, you know what? I did everything I could do to be happy and to do what I want to do with my life. So.
Yeah. That's so good. Are you going to worry about what other people think, or are you going to worry about what you
exactly
think about yourself?
I mean, you got to live with yourself at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And what I also always tell people is that, like, hey, when you die, like, I know this is kind of like, but when you die, who is going to go with you? You know what I mean? What is going to come with you? Who's going to go with you? Absolutely nobody. So that's why I tell people, look, you get one life. I mean, I believe in heaven. That's also eternal life, but you get one life on this earth to make something of yourself. When you die, nobody's going with you. Nothing is coming with you. So when you have this one life, don't make it about what people think about you. Because all the greatest inventors in the world, people were like, they're crazy.
Bro, look at Noah, man, trying to build that ark. People like, y'all, you crazy, bro.
And then when the flood came,
who's
the crazy person? But, yeah, you know what I mean.
You can do the rest of this interview in that voice.
It's just, you know,
yeah.
I've just come to terms with it. Like, you know what, family members be like, oh, well, you got to do this and get this. And look, I'm in no rush to have a family. Like, I'm 21. Like, I have no rush to be like, I have to have a full-time job and be this, be like, or could I just sit here for a couple of years and be like, hey, I'm going to try and do music. And hopefully, if it works out, I will be traveling the world and being able to live off of that. That's what I think is cool.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do with my life.
Shoot,
and also make music that people can relate to and that also helps people. Like, I love hearing, the number one thing that I love hearing is people messaging us or something and being like, hey, I had a really hard time with this or with that, and just listening to the song really helped me. Like, there's no other, you know, there's no other satisfaction like that. That you
Which
just
would
sit
never
there and you're
if
like,
if you weren't obedient to, hey, I feel called to this. I feel like I was given this talent.
Yeah. Especially if God's put that conviction on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, it's confirmed. I mean, just even how diverse and talented, like, he is. And I mean, I brag on him not because I'm his brother, but I've seen it, you know, and I've seen, you know, when we're out playing and we're just, you know, we used to play bar gigs for a good bit and cover music and stuff. And I could just see that the way that his music, the way that he plays drums and the way that he does things and the way that he performs, just how just that moves people. And I've seen it firsthand. And, you know, like, yeah, you know, technically I'm the front man, but Christian steals the show.
Yeah.
Like 110%. And I think the more that people could witness that, whether it's through, you know, recorded music, whether through it's one of his live performances, his singing, you know, his pop stuff that he's got coming out. I've even seen the reactions just recently. We showed, you know, one of our friends that came and picked us up, got lunch. And it was like the first note of him singing. And the guy was like, this is you?
Cool.
Is this really? No, you're playing with me. Like,
well, I think it's also a shocker that I just don't look like somebody that could sing like that.
Yeah.
Not saying that I can sing like Justin Timberlake or something, but I'm just saying
better than Justin.
It's a shocking thing because I don't think a whole lot of
Timberlake's
people know.
Timberlake's a dweeb compared to you.
Yeah, he's a dweeb. He's freaking child's play.
I love him.
JT, come on the podcast.
Yeah, no, where are you at,
please,
JT? Please. Hey, let's. If he comes on, you bring him to Jordan. All I gotta say.
That's the best concert I've ever been to in my entire life. I told y'all that. It was Justin Timberlake. Oh my gosh, dude. Yeah. Incredible show.
Amazing.
Yeah, one of my favorite ones was Taylor Swift. Anyways, okay. Yeah, it's all good. But I feel like if more people will see how he can do things and just the dynamics of his musical abilities, from playing metal drums and screaming and doing like really bare sounding deep screams to doing like very indie stuff on that side of stuff and being a front man and playing guitar and then doing pop stuff as well, it's like God's obviously given him a talent and he's given him a gift. And I think he's hitting on it. It's like, what do you do with that? You know, like God's talking about in the Bible where it's, you have a candlelight. I'm probably butchering this verse, this passage, but you don't take it and you hide it. You put it out on a mountain and you display it for God's glory. And I mean, if you have that on the forefront of your mind, God's given me this conviction, he's given me this gift, give me his talent, I'm going to glorify him with it. I don't think you can go wrong, you know? And he's hitting at, you know, there's so many stipulations that people throw on you and they want you to be in this box and they want you to be this certain route and they want you to be do this certain thing and you have to go to college and you have to do this and you have to do that. If I had to do it again, my college experience wasn't really jack.
everything I've learned through YouTube or just going and figuring it out. And mm-hmm. I own a media company now, and I've only been doing it for like a year and a half, and I'm living. I'm not balling, but dude, I'm grinding. I'm hustling. I'm doing what I can. Yep. I'm figuring it out, and I'm getting better and better with each day. And if I listen to stipulations of people saying that you need to work a 9-to-5, you need to have benefits, you need to have insurance,
he'd be miserable.
I worked an office job for 4 months, and I was the saddest person I've ever been.
Yeah.
Miserable. Mm. Absolutely miserable. And I feel like I'm a pretty fun guy. I have a lot of fun with life. I try to take every moment to the max that I possibly can. You know, I've gotten a little bit older. You slow down a little bit. But for the most part, I'm still going, dude. And I'm having a good time, and I'm loving life. And I got a great woman. I'm marrying her. And she is the complete opposite. She's very structured. She's a teacher. And we both work out really well for God only knows why. why both of our personalities go really well together. But she fully believes in what I'm doing, and she doesn't put me down if I make a mistake with this or if I fail in this aspect. Like, she's very graceful and very forgiving and very loving. And it's just really cool to me to see how me leaving that office job, because I got it mainly because I was like, yo, I'm with this chick. I got to show that I could bring in money and be reliable and be a provider. And that was the worst our relationship had ever been. And I was like, dude, screw this. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to figure it out. And here I am.
You did it. Yeah. And I think the lesson here for people is not quit your office job right now.
No.
You know,
it's not for everybody.
It's not for everybody. But it's to say, okay, what am I supposed to be doing? Or what do I just know that I love? A lot of times people get so caught up. Okay, this is the thing that people get caught up. They get caught up on, what is God's purpose for my life?
Yeah.
What is he? And or what am I meant to do? If you're not a God person, what am I meant to do? What is the one thing? And in reality, a lot of times it is like doing what you want and doing what you know you're wired to do.
Yes.
And if that is to be in an office, then be in an office. If not, then don't.
There was people I worked with that were built to be in an office, and they absolutely loved being in their 9-to-5 and their
routine structure
and everything. Yeah, very structured. They did the same thing over again. Me, I was freaking losing my mind. I was getting fat, and I didn't like it.
I mean, that just goes to show you that it's like, you know, I could never sit there and build a computer. I could never sit there and be a mathematician. I could never sit there and be, you know, I could just never do these things. But like I told you, I can sit there. Back in high school, some English teacher came in and put a piece of poetry on the board and told everybody, hey, what does this mean? Nobody got it. And I've never read it in my life. And I told her what I felt it meant, because I was just able to just, she was like, yep. That's what I'm saying. Like, my brain just,
That's how it works.
Works differently. Yep. And everybody has that. Everybody's unique.
And we've got to find those dots. We've got to find those things in our life that tell us, okay, that was a moment that is going to paint that my future. That is a moment that is going to color in the lines a little bit. And we want someone to tell us. I remember at my most vulnerable, getting out of college stages, I was just waiting on someone to just tell me what to do. I was like, please just, what do you think that I should do in this time?
And
but the wisest people never told me what they thought I should do.
Yeah.
They just helped lead me towards learning what I wanted because I couldn't figure that out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in y'all's situation, making music, doing this hurricane relief stuff, I mean, everything. I think everything about it, starting a media company, it's just this example of you need to do what you know you're wired to do.
Absolutely.
And not care. You hit on this earlier, Christian, of not care what people think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
rule number one.
The fear of other people seeing you fail is way bigger than the fear of failure.
Yep. Yeah, true.
Yep,
true that.
We're way more scared of other people seeing us fail than we are of actually failing. It's not that bad.
No.
It's totally fine.
But
it's scary to be seen as a failure.
As corny as it is, failure is a process in succeeding. Like, no matter what it is, failure is always going to happen. So just like, you might as well just dive right in. And if it happens, oh well, get over it. Because it's like there are certain people that will dwell on something as failure or whatever they count as failure because of how they think people perceive them to be.
They get crippled by it, man.
They get crippled by it. They're like, dude, if I freaking really mess this up, like, I'm going to ruin everything in my life.
And they won't do certain things that could lead to them succeeding just because they're afraid of what people will think if they fail.
And those are the courageous things. I mean, that is the courageous move is just doing those things and not worrying so much about what people think. And sometimes I get bad at saying they do this, they do that. I do all these things.
Me too.
That's
what
everybody does. That's human nature.
Lose sleep over it at night sometimes. You know what I'm saying? We're all human, man. We definitely go through those things, but getting past that is what really helps you succeed. You know what I'm saying? It might not be every time you get past that fear of failure, but oftentimes, you know, what is it? Fortune favors the bold. Mm-hmm. That's the phrase, right? I mean, it's true, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah. Got to go out on a limb.
Let's just say this. The most successful people, let's just say successful as in economics or whatever you want to say, money-wise, whatever, they all started out doing something that nobody was doing and that nobody believed in.
Yep.
Apple started in a garage. Amazon started selling books in this little bookstore. Not to say that these companies are all you should strive to be, because a lot of times they're corrupt and nobody, you know, they're really...
That's our next podcast.
Not great.
That's our next one. Yeah.
But
Amazon exposed.
Yeah. But like I said, I mean, if you can turn something that nobody believes in and everybody doubts you, and you can just sit there and just put on blinders and go, I'm not going to listen to you because you don't even know what I'm trying to do. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, the people that doubt you are the ones that don't understand what you're trying to do. Yeah. And even if they go, oh, I don't understand. They have no clue. And a lot of times, people are just ignorant to the fact of, you know, what success is in your mind. Mm-hmm. Success can mean multiple things. Like we were saying, it's subjective or whatever.
Right, right.
And it's true. Somebody can have a billion-dollar company and be the saddest person ever, and there can be somebody that lives in a shack on a beach and fishes for their food.
Right, because your value is...
And they are the happiest person that you've ever met.
Yep.
So I think the takeaway here is if you're somebody who's building something, creating things, whatever it is, you just got to do what you want and not expect everyone to understand. And then, on the flip side, if you're somebody who knows someone building something...
Yeah.
Please, for the love of all
support
that is getting
them,
holy.
Encourage them.
If you don't understand it,
don't tell them. Yeah,
it doesn't matter. Don't bring them down because, and a lot of times I don't think people mean to, but they just don't understand or even understand that that's an option.
Yeah.
Because they see their own path, and sometimes I see my own path, and I don't see other people's path as an option. So if you're someone, just go show someone that you understand, and that is very powerful. When it feels like someone does, and you have someone who's on your side.
On your side, dude, it's like,
better feel.
Run through a brick wall sometimes, man. It feels good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's I think we're talking around it right now for sure, but this is a podcast about courage. And something I ask everyone on the show, you guys haven't listened to the show for sure because we just met, but
we're talking about lifelong friends, man.
Lifelong
83 was right,
yeah. The trenches, CCR.
I like
CCR,
I said 83, y'all go straight to Vietnam.
Yeah, I think it was like,
well past it.
Yeah,
yeah, no, we were in Nam in 83. It wasn't the war.
Well, Christian wasn't born yet, he was 7 years of the age difference, so he met you in 83.
Anyway. With all the life experience that you guys have and the experience of building the music thing, of going for it in a bunch of different areas, kind of taking a non-traditional route, from your perspective now, how would you define what courage is? How do you make sense of what does it mean to be courageous?
For me, and with a God Christian mindset, it's doing what God has called you to do, regardless of the things that are trying to hold you back. And that's the ultimate definition of courage. It's shown throughout the Bible, David with the slingshot. You know, Jonah didn't want to listen to God. God just said, no, you're going to listen to me, and you need to go and need to do it. And it ended up, you know, changing a whole city because he did it. And he couldn't even see it then. He needed to have more courage. But I think it's repetitively shown, even Jesus sweating bullets in Gethsemane.
Yeah.
And saying, God, take this from me if you can, but I'm going to do it regardless, you know, whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do it.
And I feel like the more that we listen to what God convicts us and shows us what we're supposed to be doing in life, and we listen to that regardless of what other people are like putting their stigma on, it's like you do it because God's told you to do it. And that's ultimate courage, you know, for me anyways. That's my definition.
Cool. Christian?
Here I am.
Yeah.
Courage. When I think about courage, I mean, obviously there's a lot of different, you know, a lot of different definitions of courage. Courage could be somebody running into a burning building to save somebody. Courage can be somebody saving somebody from something, you know, just something, putting yourself out there in an uncomfortable way, however that may be. Like, there are some people that are petrified of going out on stage and doing things. Some people are just more comfortable not even being in front of people. I've had classes in high school. I remember when there was really smart girls, or like there was a really smart girl that would do everything so great, but she would never go in front of the class. And I'm not saying that she doesn't have courage, but I'm just saying sometimes you need to just do it. Courage is that thing that you just need to do it. It's not something that you need to think about. Courage is something that needs to be that just pushes you to do mm-hmm. something. Like, I'm terrified of putting out music sometimes. Like, I'm terrified of it, especially now that I'm doing my own stuff. I'm terrified of it because the only thing it's going to fall back on is me.
Right. Yeah.
If somebody doesn't like it, they're going to be like, you suck. And even though
that's
like
what I'm going to do next.
Yeah.
Time.
And yeah. Exactly. And Jordan has told me that I've sucked at the second I've gotten here. So
right, Christian. Oh, hey, Christian. Yeah. Music sucks.
So bad.
The once a month call from Jordan.
I actually pay him to do that
the
so that I can
you
push back
any
the haters
music ever. I'm just going
to just call me and tell me that it sucks. But hey, yeah,
buddy,
I mean,
do better.
I love that statement. Do better.
I'm just kidding, dude. No, totally, I get it. What you're saying.
But yeah, you know, yes. courage is just being able to tell yourself, "Screw it." That's what courage is. Courage is that you just need to go and push yourself. Don't think about what people think about you. That's the number one thing that everybody is afraid of, is what people think about them. And it's honestly, you know, like Lane was saying, just follow the path. God creates a path for everybody in their life, no matter whether you believe in God or not. It's true. I mean, and I've just seen it in Lane's life. I've seen it in my life. I've seen it in a lot of people that mm-hmm. are close to me's life. And I just know ever since I was a baby, not watching Barney or anything, I'm watching Stevie Ray Vaughan live at Austin City yeah, Limits. I've known the only thing that has ever really been like made sense in my life. I mean, I could probably be smart. I never wanted to apply myself to anything like that.
I could be smart if I wanted.
I'd be smart.
I'm just saying, because like I'm putting that out there for my dad because he's always like, oh, if you tried hard, blah, blah. But anyways, I never was one to want to do something that was, you know, like I would have to conform to something. It was always just, I liked to do things outside the box. And that takes courage. That's what it is. It's like, look, like I said, you have one life. Live it. Like,
yeah, live it. Yeah.
Don't be on your deathbed and be regretting that you took your one life and all you did was care what people thought yeah. about you.
That is actually yeah. the number one regret of people on their deathbed exactly. that they did a study is not living true to themselves.
Yep.
It's, I didn't live how I really thought I was, or really who I was. I kind of compromised a lot of that, and I think that's kind of what we're getting at in a big way.
For sure.
So
it's a good thing we know it while we're young, right, boys?
Yeah, boys. That and Christian's music just sucks.
I love it.
I'm just kidding. No, your stuff's incredible. You've been playing it on the porch, which has been awesome. I've heard it last few nights.
The porch has a reverb chamber, so it just it adds effect. It's nice. Great.
Very, very nice.
Dudes, thank you so much for coming on here and staying here this week. It's been awesome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
We love you, Jordan.
Dude. This has been the most pleasant experience ever. Shout out to Forrest Parker, all right, for bringing us together. That boy is awesome.
He did connect us. If people want to find you guys, K-Sick Official on Instagram, K-S-I-C-K.
Yep.
Official, O-F-F-I-C-I-A-L.
Official.
And you guys are both your tags are in the description. So they can go, they can find you there.
Yep.
Check out your music on Spotify, K-Sick, and then Miles from London are both places that you can check it out.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
K-Sick, if you're a metal fan. Miles from London, if you're like me. That's the place to go. No, but you guys have incredible music. People need to check it out.
Thank you.
And they need to find you on Instagram, follow you, see lots of the Florida Man stuff.
Let's go.
And support
the hurricane season now, man. We already had the first one. I already had the first one.
Here we go.
Let's hope it stays away.
Yeah, for real.
Stay away from us.
Get out of here.
I'd rather not make a video this season.
Yeah, please. Guys, thanks so much. This was a blast.
Shoot you, bro.
Thanks, bud.
K-Sick, yo.
Hey, real quick, before you go, I hope you enjoyed this conversation with Christian and Lane. Those guys are so fun and have an incredible story. If you're enjoying Bird the Ships, make sure to subscribe on your podcast platform and share this with a friend. We're going places, and the only way that we can get there is with your help. Thanks for listening.